The Village of Curious Joel has an application before the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to construct and connect to a well in Cornwall to supplement its potable water supply. The DEC is reviewing the application and would have to issue a water supply permit to allow construction of the well. The DEC did, however, issue a speedies permit, or general permit for stormwater discharges associated with construction activity. It's the only DEC permit required for the current pipeline construction, and village officials have secured the other permits from other agencies needed to construct the pipeline. In addition, Curious Joel officials propose connecting to the Catskill Aqueduct in New Windsor, which falls under the purview of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The Cornwall well and the Catskill Aqueduct are two separate actions, yet protesters say no pipe should be going in the ground without all permits from all agencies.
So our argument is, if you don't have all the permits from all the parties involved, what are you doing this for? That's the part and soul of the argument.
That's Town of Woodbury Supervisor John Burke.
What we're saying to the DEC, there's a major impact for that new well that they want to put in because it's drawing water from the same aquifer that Woodbury is drawing water from. And if we're about to turn the well on, the pumping system on, within 3 months. We've had that well approved in Woodbury, right over the Woodbury Cornwall line since 2007.
He says his well will draw roughly 500,000 gallons per day, and the proposed well for Curious Joel, some 600,000 gallons per day. The DEC comment period on the proposed well has closed, and Burke and others have asked DEC officials for a hearing on the matter. A DEC spokeswoman says DEC officials are considering the request. Democratic State Assemblyman James Skoufis was among the protesters.
We just want the permits in place before you do the work. Just like you can't put a shed in your backyard without the permits in place. You shouldn't be able to lay pipe without the permits in place. So that's all we're asking for here.
Village of Cornwall on Hudson Mayor Brendan Coyne says he is concerned about the segmented way in which Curious Joel officials are going about the project.
I'm here supporting Woodbury, but I'm here supporting Orange County. I'm here supporting doing the right thing, and I wish the people of Curious Joel well, but I'm concerned for the residents of my village and the residents of the town of Cornwall.
Protester Shlomo Katz lives outside the village of Curious Joel, a predominantly Hasidic Jewish community. He carried a sign reading, "The KJ Village and its actions are forbidden according to the Jewish faith. Judaism dictates subservience and peace."
It's not the way to go with force and to go with so nastiness they're doing.
Are you against the pipeline project, or are you against the conflict that it's causing?
Of course I'm against the pipeline project.
He says village officials should be more neighborly.
The way they go is very not Jewish.
There has been tension between surrounding communities and Curious Joel for years over a number of issues. Here's protester Donna McGoldrick, who lives in nearby South Blooming Grove.
We're all taxpayers, we're all constituents, and, you know, we're tired of paying and paying and paying. And this community right here is sucking the county and the state bone dry. Bone dry.
And by community, she refers to Curious Joel. Calls to the spokesman for the village of Curious Joel were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.